Last Word from Church Leaders. You Can Be Temple Worthy by Elder Quinton L. Cook of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles from an April 2016 General Conference address. It is our great desire that members of the church will live to be worthy of a temple recommend. Please don't see the temple as some distant and perhaps unachievable goal. Working with their bishop, most members can achieve all righteous requirements in a relatively short period of time if they have a determination to qualify and fully repent of transgressions. This includes being willing to forgive ourselves and not focus on our imperfections or sins as disqualifying us from ever entering a sacred temple. The Savior's atonement was accomplished for all of God's children. His redeeming sacrifice satisfies the demands of justice for all those who truly repent. The Scriptures describe this in a most beautiful fashion. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18. And I will remember them no more. Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 34. We assure you that living righteous principles will bring you and your family happiness, fulfillment, and peace. Members, both adults and youth, self-certify their worthiness when they answer the temple recommend questions. The essential requirement is to increase our testimony of God the Father, His Son, Jesus Christ, and the restoration of His gospel, and to experience the ministering of the Holy Ghost. Please know how earnestly we desire that everyone make any necessary changes to qualify for the temple. Prayerfully review where you are in your life, seek the guidance of the Spirit, and talk to your bishop about preparing yourself for the temple. President Thomas S. Monson has said, "There is no more important goal for you to work toward than being worthy to go to the temple." I pray that each of us will honor the Savior and make any necessary changes to see ourselves in His sacred temples. In doing so, we can accomplish His holy purposes and prepare ourselves and our families for all the blessings the Lord and His church can bestow in this life and eternity. End of the article. You Can Be Temple Worthy by Elder Quinton L. Cook of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Read by Jane Wise.
Elder Quinton L. Cook, born in Logan, Utah on September 8, 1940, has three children and 11 grandchildren. Played in state championship games in both football and basketball in high school. One of his missionary companions was Elder Jeffrey R. Holland. For every one ball game of his choice, he and his wife attend two cultural activities of her choice. He came to particularly enjoy operas by Giuseppe Verdi. When called to be an apostle, he said he was glad to hear the news in person because he would have thought it was a prank call. From 1960 to 1962, he served in the British mission. Played a crucial role in the rescue of four missionaries who were abducted in Nigeria in 2007. As a young lawyer, his firm did some legal work for the company that produced the Charlie Brown Holiday TV specials. Elder Cook quickly became a fan of the Peanuts Gang. Married Mary Gaddy in the Logan, Utah Temple on November 30, 1962. Sustained as a member of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles on October 6, 2007. Was president and CEO of a healthcare system. First met his wife, Mary, at a seventh grade talent assembly. He is the great-great-grandson of the apostle Heber C. Kimball. End of the bio for Elder Quinton L. Cook. Read by Dwayne Case.